This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Nearly 15,000 children experience homelessness over the course of a year in Tarrant County, enough to fill 27 Fort Worth middle schools. That's according to a new report that counts not just kids living on the streets or in shelters, but kids who don't have a safe and stable place to sleep at night. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more.
Hello.
As soon as Shirazan Scott is done with work at a Montessori school in Fort Worth, she heads down the street to pick up her two youngest kids from daycare. She asks 2-year-old Hezekiah,
"What did you do today?"
I played.
You play with an airplane? How cool.
4-year-old Zuri also has something to say.
"Well, that's what I did.
What did you do today?"
I didn't kick anybody.
Scott lives in her own apartment with her 5 kids, but it's been a struggle to get here. For years, her family teetered on the edge of financial instability.
Just being able to, you know, pay bills and rent and car note and insurance, just the basics is a lot.
Scott and her husband could take care of their growing family's needs on their own, but only as long as everything went right, which they never do. Kids get sick, hours get cut, and there are unexpected bills for ER trips or car repairs. So when they couldn't keep up, Scott and her husband and their kids would move in with her in-laws to their 1-bedroom apartment.
There were times we would get it together and then something would happen to where either he'd lose a job or I'd lose a job. And one person can't do it, you know, all on their own. It's hard.
Carol Klosick says this is what childhood homelessness looks like.
The tens of thousands of working poor families that are really struggling to make ends meet.
Klosick is the CEO of the Center for Transforming Lives in Fort Worth, which put out a new report on childhood homelessness. She says many of these kids live in single-parent households, and most of their parents are working, but for wages too low to keep up with housing and childcare costs.
There are so many thousands of invisible children who are in these circumstances with parents who are trying to do the best that they can.
One reason these kids are invisible is that they don't show up in official numbers. Tarrant County's annual homeless count only includes people living on the streets or in shelters, which parents with young kids avoid. Instead, they double or triple up in the homes of friends or relatives. They live in motels or sleep in their cars. Less than 2% of Tarrant County kids who experience homelessness show up in the official statistics. Klosick says half of those 15,000 kids are under 6 years old.
We don't get a do-over on that time. So those early years spent in homelessness will forever impact that child's ability to learn, to socially and emotionally navigate the world, their long-term earning potential, their long-term health.
Klosick says Tarrant County needs a better safety net, a more family-friendly homeless service system, more help for people facing eviction, more short-term financial assistance. But she says none of that will solve the structural issues that lead a family to homelessness, like low wages for people without much education, a shortage of affordable housing, and inadequate public transit. Childcare is another huge factor.
We have thousands more children that qualify for subsidized care than we have the space for them. And Texas just doesn't have the support for childcare that many other states do.
For Shirazan Scott, things are going well now. In 2017, she spent some time in a homeless shelter, which helped her qualify for subsidized housing. She's separated from her husband, and she's been taking classes. In the long run, she's thinking about launching a business, maybe a nonprofit.
I always take every situation, and I always try and turn it to good. That's just me, and I feel like you have to be that way.
Scott says she hopes all the moms who struggle to keep a roof over their family can get help like she did to build a better life for their kids. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.